Trend number 5, the evolution of mortgage defaults. After the housing bubble peaked in 2006, sales of new and existing homes plummeted. Construction nearly ceased, and prices dropped an average of 30 to 35%, with prices of new homes dropping more than 50% in some places. Foreclosures and empty developments were everywhere. Then, after bottoming in the spring of 2009, sales, construction activity, and prices all headed up. Nevertheless, the volume of mortgage defaults has continued to rise. According to Zillow.com, the number of homeowners losing their homes to foreclosures across the country rose to a new peak in March 2010, with more than one in every 1,000 homes being foreclosed. At that time, foreclosure resales accounted for 22.2% of all U.S. home sales. Foreclosures fall into three major categories. The first type is the traditional foreclosure. This occurs when something happens that leaves the homeowner without enough money to make his monthly payment for several months in a row. For instance, the homeowner loses a job or incurs extraordinary expenses that absorb the money that would have been used to pay the mortgage. In the Great Recession, like every downturn since mortgage debt became commonplace in the 1920s, such traditional foreclosures are common. The second and largest category in recent times is the reset-driven default. These defaults happen to people who are barely able to afford the payments under the introductory or teaser terms. Because little verification of income or assets was involved in so many adjustable-rate mortgages at the height of the boom, it was very common for borrowers to get in over their heads. Today, we're just past the halfway point in the reset process for mortgages written between 2003 and 2007. So there is a good chance that this category of default will continue to rise. However, the most immediate problem lies in the third type of default, strategic defaults inspired by underwater mortgages. At the end of the first quarter, the percentage of American single-family homes with mortgages in negative equity rose to 23.3%, up from 21.4% in the previous quarter, according to the Zillow Real Estate Market Reports. Fortunately, this problem is concentrated primarily in a few states. According to First American CoreLogic, 70% of all mortgage properties in Nevada were underwater at year-end 2009. This compares to Arizona at 51%, Florida at 48%, Michigan at 39%, and California at 35%. According to a recent research report published by Morgan Stanley, so-called strategic defaults now account for roughly 12% of all U.S. mortgage defaults, compared with just 0.7% as recently as 2007. A strategic default is when a debtor with an underwater mortgage makes a decision to simply walk away from the property. Obviously, this leads to a bad credit history and a certain amount of social stigma. But in states like California and Arizona, where it's impossible for lenders to get a default judgment against such creditors, an increasing number of homeowners are deciding to simply walk away from their homes and their debts. To date, foreclosure abatement programs, focused primarily on reducing payments, have had relatively little impact because they have not reached nearly as far as the government originally forecast. Moreover, since these programs typically do nothing to address the mortgage principal, they do very little to minimize strategic defaults. Fortunately, a new and promising solution seems to be appearing in the form of rental conversions. Under this scenario, the underwater homeowner is offered the chance to rent the property at market rates. So instead of getting a vacant house that it must dump onto a crowded resale market, the lender gets an occupied rental property. The homeowner signs a lease and gets out from under the financial burden without destroying his credit. Obviously, the need to write down the mortgage value to the current market value of the underlying home has kept most lenders from pursuing this approach. However, given today's favorable interest rates and the long-term outlook for home prices, such a solution clearly beats having a homeowner mail the lender the keys to an empty house. In light of this trend, we offer the three forecasts that follow. First, as the economy recovers over the next 2 years, traditional defaults will inevitably decline. Traditional defaults occur when people are simply unable to make their payments. As unemployment declines and earnings improve, fewer people will be faced with this sort of shortfall. Second, reset-driven defaults will peak in late 2010 or early 2011 and decline substantially by 2012. A careful analysis of mortgages written between 2003 and 2007 shows that resets are scheduled to happen in two waves, one that peaked in 2009 and a second that will peak early in 2011. To prevent a new wave of foreclosed homes from hitting the market in the next year, lenders and the government are going to have to show flexibility in dealing with homeowners. Now is the time to modify the terms in order to avert another crisis. And third, we have not yet seen the worst of the strategic default epidemic. Strategic defaults occur because people are willing to accept a bad credit report and the social stigma in order to get out from under a financial burden they can't handle. Where possible, lenders will discourage these defaults by pursuing default judgments against borrowers. However, in some states with the highest percentages of underwater mortgages, such as California and Arizona, local laws don't give lenders this option. Therefore, approaches such as the rental conversion solution discussed earlier may be the only viable alternative to strategic defaults. Fortunately, within the next 2 years, the upward trend in prices will have seriously reduced the number of homes with underwater mortgages.